Alrighty, good morning Brisbane, welcome to your 11 a.m. deadlines. In local news, the Greens propose a vacancy levy in target of 9 prime development sites for Brisbane. Under the guise of housing development, land vacant for longer than 6 months would be subject to said levy. If approved, estimated annual rates would jump from $130,000 to $2.6 million for a suite of developers. This tactic is being pitched as a build or sell up, a nudge by the Greens to get development moving. In other local news, the LNP announces their final two candidates for the 2024 election. Former Brisbane City Councillor for Bracken Ridge and Brisbane City Council Civic Cabinet member Amanda Cooper will contest for Aspley. She says Queensland needs a committed government who will relieve costs of living and deliver important projects punctually and within the budget. The second candidate is Sandstone Point Lions member and Bribey Island Environmental Project Agency member, Ariana Doolan. She will be contesting for Pumice Stone and at 22 years will be the youngest woman elected to the Queensland Parliament if she wins.
In national news, an independent review into Sydney's toll system found that motorists will have to pay $195 billion in tolls between now and 2060 for projects that put the finances of private companies ahead of the needs of drivers. The majority of the toll burden comes from Westconnex, a project for which drivers will have to pay 3 times over in tolls. In the second national news, CoreLogic Research Director Tim Lawless reveals how COVID changed housing trends. Between March 2020 and February 2024, CoreLogic's National Home Value Index, also known as HVI, has risen by 32.5%. In doing so, Australians have seen an approximate $188,000 increase to the median value of our homes. Mr. Lawless particularly attributed the global supply chain disruptions to these trends. In international news, a ship has been dispatched by the U.S. to build a temporary port in Gaza to supply humanitarian aid to Palestinian civilians. The port opens a sea route for food and other essential supplies for civilians in Gaza. This follows the UN warning of widespread famine among Gaza's 2.3 million Palestinians after months of war between Israel and Hamas militants.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a high chance of showers. We also expect a southeasterly wind reaching 25 to 30 kilometres an hour. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29, so we're almost there, one more degree. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 11 a.m, folks. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au. Cheers.